in the way of the Mexican foreign minister on salinity. And, you know, go into details on it.
But it has to be done. But you know, you don't think that Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Johnson, I mean, they had the state dinners and state visits and their swords and so on, and they had never seen them. And they were important. And of course, in Eisenhower's period, there was the Churchill period, and there was the Bound period, when you had still the problems with Billy Engel and so on and so on. But Billy Engel, Kennedy, and Johnson periods, there really weren't many of these people that had an extensive work worth that much talking done. And say, they're perception. You can't, or you just can't imagine. You just basically how you can't imagine how unproductive the conversation used to be. This is a smart call. This Mexican president was bright and energetic and an awful friend of ours. Wants to see me reelected, he says. So forth.
He's going to run around campaigning for you for the rest of the week and for next week. So.
That is going to be smart enough to know how long he's going to stay there. I understand their problems.
See what that man Leon Sullivan did the other day? Sullivan made a hell of a speech here in town.
At that black dinner?
At some other black meeting where he was talking about the relationship of his organization with the President of the United States. And he said, I don't care what you think about President Nixon. The facts are that he has done more for this opportunity thing against, he said, than any president that I've ever dealt with. He said, this man that delivers on these commitments, he says, all I'm interested in, he says, I'm not a political man, I'm a preacher. All I'm interested in is who does good for my people. And he came on four squares.
You know, Bud Kissing did the same thing.
Yeah, at the dinner.
Of course, he's a black man.
Well, nobody can accuse Sullivan of that, you know. And I just came across my desk. I'll send that to you. I have the picture. The hell of the person.
That's okay. You know, you should have heard this Mexican president. He sure took on Angela Davis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. The presidents of the Mexican liberals had all of their anti-communist comments. He says that he's heard that some of them are going to picket him in San Antonio. He learned earlier because political prisoners, they have Mexican Republicans. They have to be in the place of the Republican Party.
Chicago thing is still red hot.